What have been the three largest threats to your generosity journey?
Wow. I would say conformity to the world, lowering my standards to what is normal. When I read scripture, I see something radically different than when I, and don't get me wrong on this because it's going to sound like I'm being judgmental, different in scripture than I see in me and the normal thing in our church. And I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people who have never discovered the joy of giving, of living radically, of doing many of the things scripture tells us to do with reward in mind, and above all with the love of Jesus and honoring him. So that there would be that. This is conformity to what's normal. I would say the sheer gravitational power of wealth. Things have mass. Mass has gravity. Gravity holds us in orbit around what's out there. And that's why Jesus said all the things he did about so hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Because look, you feel like you've got everything, right? And the hold that it has on you. And then all of a sudden, generosity becomes relative. It's like, okay, well, I'll be a rich fool for most of my life, but let's say I'm really, really wealthy, and I tithe, and that means now that I have fulfilled the will of God, when in fact, if you look at proportionately, you're saying 10% of it belongs to God, but 90% of it belongs to you, and you're going to do whatever you want with that. And I just think that the hold of that is just is huge. And then I would say it comes down to how much more important to me is Jesus than living up to the cultural norms.